When composer David T. Little began developing what would become Black Lodge 10 years ago, he didn't have a story to tell. He didn't even have a musical idea. He started with just a feeling for a sound, one he says he was not able to describe at the time.
This musical world that I hadn't been able to articulate, that I knew had something to do with electricity, with buzzing, with humming. A sound that sounds like a single hum, but has a lot going on inside of it.
For Black Lodge, Little wrote music for the goth glam band from Los Angeles called Timur and the Dime Museum. The frontman is the Kazakhstanian singer Timur Bekbosunov, who finds in the opera references to 17th century French Baroque music, as well as nods to contemporary rock.
Broken limbs, fractured face.
There's a reference to Alice Cooper, Sisters of Mercy, Marilyn Manson, Nine Inch Nails. And you know, a lot of singing in popular music, you slide a lot into the pitch. So it becomes more of a like, na 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 na.
Broken limbs, fractured face, holes for a demon.
The composer found the sound he was looking for, but David Little needed a story to wrap it around. He started looking at a trio of 20th century artists known for exploring dark psychological states: David Lynch, William S. Burroughs, and Antonin Artaud. The three of them never knew each other in life, but Little felt they must have been connected somehow.
And that's really the beginning of this piece, is saying, I want to find and explore this cosmic connection between these three artists who go into dark places to, as I believe, go through them to find a transcendent space.
Black Lodge takes its name from the mysterious red-curtained room in Lynch's TV series Twin Peaks. The opera doesn't really have a story in the conventional sense, but it follows a main character, played by Bekbosunov, spinning through tormented cycles of regret, haunted by a woman, wordlessly played by the dancer Jennifer Harrison Newman. The character is loosely based on the life of William S. Burroughs, who as a young man in 1951 accidentally shot and killed his wife.
The character is on a journey to escape an endless loop that he is trapped in, that is the result of his actions in life. I guess the question is, will he get out?
The opera is a live musical performance on stage accompanying a film showcasing a series of vignettes describing the psychological trap the character is spinning through. The film was directed by Michael McQuilkin, who made sense of these songs by putting them in the framework of a bardo. That's a concept in Buddhism, where the newly deceased must go through a series of trials before they can be reincarnated.
And so we were looking at a few different writings on the bardo experience, where a soul who has just died is encountering their earthly attachments and then moving through the paces of trying to come to terms with their life before returning.
The hungry ghost who sings in lamentation.
Black Lodge is having its premiere at the Philadelphia Film Center this weekend. Shortly afterward, Opera Philadelphia plans to release it as an online streaming film. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.